Today, we're going to talk about how not to freak out about making FastPass Plus reservations. That's coming up on this episode 145 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 145. I can't believe it's been 145 episodes. I usually say these episode numbers is sort of a matter of routine, but every once in a while it hits me that that's a big number. And if my calculations are right, we've had the podcast now for 3.5 years. And it just occurred to me that the format, music, everything has stayed the same the whole time, which I know some of you have told me that you really like that I stay focused and follow an outline and don't waste a lot of time. But I did think maybe it would be a good chance to change up the music. Even though I like it, I think it might be a good opportunity to change it up just because it's been a little while. So I am putting out a call to you because I know some of you are audio experts to create your version of intro and outro music. And if I use it for my podcast going forward, I will send you a $100 Disney gift card. It cannot contain copyrighted Disney music, although my intro and outro kind of sound Disney-ish, and actually it's the audio is called Fantasyland. It is not Disney. It's something I bought from someone who created it. Any Disney music that's used for intro and outro cannot be copyrighted, but if you play it throughout the episode to discuss audio or music or something, then that's considered fair use. But intro and outro cannot be copyrighted music. It needs to be an original thing. But if that's something that is a talent of yours and you would like to give it a shot, please email me the audio by April 7th. And if I choose it for the podcast going forward, I will give you a gift card. And my email address is shannon@wdwprepschool.com. And I will include that in the show notes in case you are driving or walking or something like that and cannot write that down. So let's talk about today's topic, which is FastPass Plus reservations. Now, I've talked about this kind of in different ways in previous podcasts, but the reason I wanted to have one podcast focused on not freaking out about making reservations is that if you have heard a lot of the first-timer reports, the thing that seems to stress people out the most is making FastPass Plus reservations. And I totally get it because if you're a first-timer especially, it can be hard to know what rides you need to go on. It can be hard to know how big the parks are, how much you can get done in a certain period of time. And also what fast passes you need to get. So I get that. There's a lot of unknowns when you've never been. And so that element can be very difficult. That's why I wanted to focus today on this topic so that you can go into your fast pass reservation making without being too stressed out. So let's talk about some general touring advice, my general touring advice before we get into the specifics of fast passes. Now, the Shannon Albert WDW Prep School way of touring is ideally to show up to the parks at least 45 minutes before they open and to follow a touring plan until lunchtime, which will include visiting popular attractions in the morning before the lines build up. Or if you can't visit them in the morning, to use a FastPass Plus later in the day. That helps you to avoid lines. After lunch, my touring plans recommend that you do use your FastPasses, that you do any time attractions, because some attractions just don't have lines most of the time, and so that's a good time to do them after lunch. Or you may opt to take a break. So if your group wants to stay in the parks, you can do any time attractions. If you want to leave and go do something else, then you can do that too. The reason I do the touring plans this way is because to me, it's the best balance of structure and flexibility to allow you to avoid waiting in lines, but also to be spontaneous and improv after lunch in particular. So when it comes to the actual FastPass Plus information, here's some general information for you in case you don't know. On-site guests at Disney World Resorts can make all of the FastPass Plus reservations 60 days before their trip begins, and that starts at 7 a.m. Eastern time. And I want to highlight all of the FastPasses for their trip. You can sit down, if you have a 7-day trip, you can sit down once, make FastPasses for all 7 days, which is a huge luxury. off-site guests can make fast passes 30 days before every day of their trip, beginning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So if you have a 7-day trip, then that means getting online for 7 days in a row at 7 a.m. Eastern time, 30 days beforehand. Most FastPass Plus reservations give you a 1-hour window. And that means during that hour, you can show up to visit that attraction. Some people have mistakenly thought that it meant that attraction was going to take an hour, but that's not true. You can show up during that hour, and generally you can show up 5 minutes before, 5 minutes early or 15 minutes late. And but in general, you have a 1-hour window. Shows are a little different. Their time span is shorter, but rides will have a 1-hour window. Your fast passes cannot overlap. So if you have a fast pass from 10:30 a.m. through 11:30 a.m., then your next one after that, it can't be any sooner than 11:30 a.m. You can't overlap them. And you can make 3 fast pass pluses per day in one park. So you can't make 2 in Magic Kingdom and 1 at Epcot. They have to all be in the same park. But once you're at Disney World and you use your 3rd fast pass, like you scan your Magic Band or your park ticket to get on to a ride in the FastPass line, you can open the My Disney Experience app and you can get a 4th one in any park. So let's say you scan your Magic Band for Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom and it's your 3rd FastPass of the day. As soon as you scan that, you can open your app and you can make a 4th FastPass in Magic Kingdom, or your 4th FastPass could be in a different park. After your 4th FastPass is used, you can make a 5th, etc. Availability is, you know, that all depends on availability, because sometimes there aren't that many left, but sometimes there are. But that is an option that you have. Now, when it comes to actually giving advice for making fast passes, I want to speak to 2 distinct groups. The first one is on-site guests who are going to be online and booking their FastPass Plus reservations 60 days beforehand. Here is a list of things that I recommend that you do. First of all, I recommend that right before your window opens up, that you log out of your My Disney Experience account and log back in. And that's to make sure that the site will recognize a fresh session and will show you the full trip dates for your trip. So that way your whole trip opens up for you to be able to book them all at once. You can use multiple devices at once. So for instance, if you have a friend or a spouse or something that you would like to have on at the same time, you can totally do that. That's not going to be a problem. I do recommend that you make them in order of difficulty, not chronologically. So if you were sitting down to make a fast passes for a 7-day trip, you wouldn't necessarily want to go day 1, day 2, day 3. You would want to do the difficult ones first, and then go back and fill in the rest of them. Which ones are the difficult ones? Well, those are 7 Dwarfs Mine Train at Magic Kingdom, Frozen Ever After at Epcot, and now the 2 Pandora attractions at Animal Kingdom. We have just found out that the Pandora attractions are both going to have fast passes, but Disney has said you have to choose which one you want a fast pass for. So you don't get to get a fast pass for each, but you can choose which one, and then your other 2 fast passes can be for anything else that's available at Animal Kingdom. So to reiterate, the highest priority, most difficult ones, the only ones you really have to stress about, are 7 Dwarfs Mine Train, Frozen Ever After, and either of the Pandora attractions. The end of your trip will give you better odds, because when you sit down to make your reservations, the ones at the end, fewer people have access to the ones at the end of your trip, because it requires being on site and sitting down 60 days ahead of time. So if you have something that's a really high priority, like let's say you have a Frozen fan in your house, and so you want to do everything Frozen for sure, then one of your best chances of getting Frozen Ever After is going to be to jump to the end of your trip, an Epcot day towards the end of your trip, and to snag that. Now, after you go through and get these high priority ones, then you can go back and add in your other FastPass pluses for those days or your other days. It used to be that the Disney World app or website would ask you which 3 attractions you want, and then it would give you suggested times for those 3, and then you kind of had to pick the best of all the options. But now it allows you to make them 1 at a time. So 1 at a time, do your high priority ones, then go back and fill it in. You shouldn't have trouble with anything else other than the ones that I have listed. So as you think about stressing out and, you know, worrying about making sure you get the fast passes, you're probably not going to have trouble outside of the ones that I already listed. That brings me to everybody else. Everybody else, including offsite guests and on-site guests who are not booking 60 days ahead of time. So that's actually me. I usually stay on site and I usually do not book 60 days ahead of time because my trips are planned a little bit more last minute. So for those of you who fall into this group, you will have a hard time booking Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Frozen Ever After, and the Pandora attractions. You just will. That is a fact. Don't be disappointed if you get online and cannot get those. The chances are you're not going to be able to get those. But what you can do is plan on doing those at rope drop, meaning when the park opens, or you can keep checking constantly for openings to pop up. On my last trip, I really wanted a Frozen Ever After Fast Pass because my friends had never been on it. And so I had a tab open on my browser all day. And ever so often, I would just hit refresh and I would see if there was anything showing as available for Frozen Ever After. And most of the time it said no availability, but one day, bam, it showed up and I was able to snag it. So that is what I would suggest if you happen to be a non-on-site 60 days ahead of time type of booker. But other than that, I think you should be okay. And I hope that that helps. If there are other questions that you have about fast passes, please feel free to email me or leave it in the comments on social media or something like that. And I would be glad to talk to you about that. I do want to talk. I have a quick tip that's going to take a little bit of time. Thank goodness, because this has already been a short episode. But my quick tip of the day is regarding pre-park opening breakfast reservations and an added bonus that you can get if you have a pre-park opening reservation. So this is my quick tip of the day. My quick tip of the day is if you have a very early pre-park opening breakfast reservation, like between 8 and 8:20-ish, maybe 8 and 8:15, then there is a good chance in many cases that you will also get to ride a ride or visit an attraction before the park opens for the day, which is an amazing perk. So I have to say at the top, none of these are guaranteed, but they are very frequently added bonuses for people who eat early, finish before the park is open, and are allowed to board these rides. So let me go down the list of possibilities. And the thing that these all have in common is that they're located next to each other. So I'm going to name a restaurant and then an attraction nearby that often people can visit before the park opens. So let's start with Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom, Be Our Guest is my favorite pre-park opening breakfast choice because it's quick. You can buy as little or as much as you want there, and you can get out because it is quick. And you can ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Most people are allowed to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And we just talked about how that's a really difficult fast pass to get. So that is a huge perk. Many people have also reported being able to do this with Cinderella's Royal Table breakfast. My only hesitation there is that Cinderella's Royal Table can take a lot longer than Be Our Guest because there are a lot of characters to see, and it sometimes can take a while to be seated and to be served. But many people have said that that has happened. Be Our Guest, your odds are better there. And I do recommend ordering online. Be Our Guest happens to have that option. Within 30 days of your trip, you can order your breakfast ahead of time, and that will allow you to go through much faster than if you order at the restaurant. That's Magic Kingdom. At Epcot, we have Garden Grill with Soarin'. So Garden Grill Restaurant and Soarin' are in the same building at Epcot. As you likely already know, Garden Grill is my favorite character meal. And so you can get in and they have fast service. The characters come around multiple times usually. The food is delicious. And then you get to just walk downstairs and board Soarin' most of the time before the park is open. At Epcot, many people have also reported being able to do this at Akershus and Frozen Ever After. This one, kind of like I just said on Cinderella's Royal Table, how I have some reservations about it. Akershus can take a while. Anytime you're waiting on characters, which does sometimes happen at Akershus, it can delay you getting out of the restaurant. But people have had an early breakfast at Akershus and then been able to walk next door and get on Frozen Ever After. However, your chances are better at Garden Grill and Soarin'. Let's bump over to Hollywood Studios. Now, at Hollywood Studios, the pre-park opening breakfast there is Hollywood and Vine, and it is located next to the Jedi Training sign-up. So Jedi Training is one of the hardest reservations in all of Disney World to get. And what you do is you sign your child up and for a time slot later in the day, and then you come back and they get to participate in the Jedi Training Academy. But people that are eating at Hollywood and Vine early can actually go to Jedi Training sign up before breakfast, before the park opens, before most people have been allowed in, and do that sign up, saving themselves a lot of trouble. And then you go to Hollywood and Vine and you have breakfast. Incidentally, related, I wanted to let you know that Hollywood and Vine, all three meals are Fantasmic dining packages now. So you get characters and Fantasmic vouchers to go watch Fantasmic at night. And if you have breakfast, early breakfast, you can also slip into Jedi Training before there's the sign up before breakfast. So there's a lot of things going on there. And if you're on the dining plan, it's only one credit. So that might be a great use of a credit if any of those things appeal. If Disney Junior characters, Jedi Training Academy, and Fantasmic appeal to you, you can kind of do them all at once. And lastly, Animal Kingdom. We have Tusker House and Kilimanjaro Safaris combo. Tusker House, Kilimanjaro Safaris are both located in the Africa section of Animal Kingdom. And so you can have a character buffet breakfast at Tusker House and then slip into Safaris and ride that before the park opens. Now, many people, because I wrote about this on Facebook, people were asking about Avatar and the Pandora World of Avatar and if this was a possibility. There isn't, as far as I know, going to be a pre-park opening reservation that is specific to Pandora. The Tiffin's restaurant is located at the entrance to the Pandora World of Avatar section. So if Tiffin's were to offer breakfast, then I could see maybe that would be a future perk. But as of right now, I don't know of any plans or possibilities for that. So I hope that very long quick tip of the day was helpful to you. And I will put all this information that I just discussed in the show notes so that you can review it there and figure out what your best option is. Until next time, I will see you on the site.